Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And breezy. Hey, teachers, just a quick question. How do you handle elementary school projects that were obviously built by parents? Speaks my morning's Moose Breezy. Breeze, my buddy, calls and starts telling me that his 8-year-old son comes home, says he needs to come up with a creative way to build the solar system.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Big solar system guy.
When's it due by?
Tomorrow.
My buddy goes, come on. How long have you known about this assignment? He goes, 14 days. I mean, not 14 days, only a couple of weeks. My buddy goes, that's the same thing.
14 days.
He goes, we got to do it together. Now, my buddy is not the most... He's a very creative individual.
Mm-hmm.
But when he gets in the zone, it's he's on all cylinders. So now, I got to ask, how many parents listening have ever helped your kids with their homework or like a really big school project, but you're so type A that you ended up doing the entire thing yourself because you don't trust your kids?
So he did the whole thing.
Chances are they're going to screw it up. Well, yeah, this is my buddy, okay? We'll call him Derek. Derek needs to make a solar system, so he decided, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to make all the planets using my 3D printer.
Right.
This dude stayed up all night. He also is an electrician, so he wired LED lights within the planets to allow them to flicker. You would have thought you were holding a miniature version of the universe in your hands. It was incredible. I said, how long did it take you to do this? He said, oh, I was up all night. I said, you were working on this. Where was your son? He said,
sleeping.
I completely forgot about him. He found his son in the living room playing Dance Dance Revolution. I said, this is so classic because this was my dad.
I didn't even know DDR was still a thing.
People are still playing. In third grade, we had to come up with a fun way to do a presentation about the White House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the official residence of our president. Most kids chose to draw a White House on loose leaf paper. Total trash. But me being 8, I wanted to do the same thing. It took the easy way out. My father says, no, I'll build it. Goes in the basement, starts mixing concrete. I'm telling you, Breeze.
It's literally insane.
He ends up building this 3D model of the White House that sat on a piece of drywall. It must have weighed 100 pounds.
You drop it on the way in?
Drives it to school in the back of his van. Okay? Mind you, I did not help with this project. We get to school, and during my presentation in front of 40 kids, my teacher's asking me 100 questions on how I built this 3D model of the White House. And I don't know, I had so much guilt come over me that I panicked, and I told my teacher straight up in front of the class, I didn't build it. My dad built it for me last night.
You told everyone that?
I told everybody. Ended up giving me a D on the project.
Oh my God.
My dad held a grudge.
Loose lips sink ships, don't they?
So back to my buddy. He builds this incredible solar system for his son. Later finds out that the teacher gave him a C- because she knew this kid was not capable of building something like that. So my buddy went back to school to ask his son's teacher for a better grade.
Stop.
He was that butthurt because of how much effort and work he put into this solar system diorama. And I'm like, dude, serves you right.
Honestly,
your kid wasn't even in the room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shame on him for making a project so elaborate because it's so obvious he blew himself in.
Yeah, but obviously you want your son to walk in there like he's the man. Like, yeah, look at my project and look at all your junk.
But it's so obvious.
He had nothing to do with it.
Right.
He wasn't even in the room. And my buddy thinks he's the one getting the grade. I'm like, dude, it's not your C minus.
This is so relatable for parents because, like, maybe, you know, not to the extreme of like, we're going to buy a 3D printer, but like, you know the feeling when your kid comes home or is hanging out on a Sunday night at 4 o'clock and they're like, so I have my longhouse due tomorrow. It's like, you have your longhouse due tomorrow? I'm pretty sure I did this with my mom, and she sent me out to the backyard, get the sticks, and then she put it all together. She's like, you know how many longhouses I've made? Do you know how many books I've read that I've read three times over? Because I'm reading to you, because you can't read.
Let's go back in time to Breezy's dad helping her with a school project.
It was more so my mom. My dad was too busy yelling at me over the kitchen table on what 3 divided by 2 is. But my mom was... My mom is very creative. She's a kindergarten teacher, was a kindergarten teacher, so she knows all the bells and whistles. And I will never forget, it was one project we had to do. I had to be like Amelia Earhart, okay? I had to dress up as Amelia Earhart. I had to go to
the goggles.
The school. Yeah, I had the goggles. I had the leather jacket. It was a whole thing. And my mom put in like, I don't know if it was like a map or a flight map or a letter or something. She soaked it in tea and then put it in the oven.
Oh, she's creative.
So it burnt the edges.
Sure, you could just use a lighter. But
yeah, it was a whole thing. And obviously I crushed. And when I say I crush, my mom crush. But
yeah.
I was lucky to have her. Not everyone has parents that are willing to do that stuff for them. They're like, figure it out, Johnny.
Yeah. Like your dad, who's standing over you with no pants on, holding a blue light.
Just screaming.
Jenna says, guys, I'm dying laughing right now. My husband had to help our daughter with constructing a building out of popsicle sticks. And it looks like the Empire State Building. It's so funny because our 7-year-old wasn't even home when my husband took it upon himself to build this entire structure. And it looks incredible. The teacher never bought that our daughter put it together. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
No kidding.
Yeah. Dads love doing that though. They want to help. Like, yeah, I can come to bat for you. No problem. Mm-hmm. And they build this incredible diorama or whatever the project is. But they are, like, they're me. They're so type A. They're like, yeah, get out of here. I want to do it myself.
Yeah. I mean, this
And they
just
end
goes,
up getting a terrible grade.
This just goes back to that guy who was doing his kids' homework in college, writing essays and things like that. And then they failed anyways because...
Doug.
It's so tough.
Guy's name was Doug.
So angry. He's like, what do you mean you only got a B? Yeah, I know. It's
way to teach her that way, and said, I see this time and time again. And usually it's the kids that have no idea that their own parents built the project. They don't even know it's theirs.
Yeah, I will say, though, like, some of these parents, I think they secretively like it.
Yeah, I do, of course. I do. You know what? Keep at it.
You know what? You do you, boo. If that makes you happy, go for it.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy Breeze. Let's talk about credit. Because without a good credit score, you can't do... You can't do nothing.
You can't do anything.
You can't get a loan. I know that.
You can't even live.
Without a loan, you can't get a home. You can't buy a car.
Without a loan, there is no home.
A couple of years ago, I was in a car dealership financing my vehicle. Oh, I felt so bad. The dude that was sitting in the office over from me, we can overhear his conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The sales guy was like, sir, we really can't help you. Your credit score is 415. I was like, 415? Oh, no. One in five Rochester residents have no credit history. On the national scale, that number is 1 in 10. And we need an update from you, Breezy, on your credit score.
I know.
Rochester has partnered with a national network of nonprofits called Credit Builders Alliance, that's CBA. And basically what they do is help people gain access to credit. I think this program is fantastic. The program allows renters... on-time rent payments to actually be reported to credit bureaus. 3 housing providers are currently participating in this. You have Rochester Housing Authority, you have Hart Homes, and then you have the Rosie Property Management. So renters can choose whether to opt in or not, but participants will also get free financial counseling and can be assured that Only their on-time payments will be reported. That's it. At a press conference on Monday, Rochester Mayor Malik Evans addressed the importance of your credit score. He's making jokes. He says, I always joke that on my first date with my wife, I always ask her, what's your credit score? Because you know that the credit score, regardless of whether you think it's fair or not fair, allows you access to capital, and access to capital allows you access to opportunity, said Evans.
Mm-hmm.
So he rode his wife's coattails all the way to the bank.
So my credit score has been fluctuating, which is annoying.
That's what it does, though.
It dropped down 16 points for no reason.
16?
I didn't even do anything.
That's probably why it dropped. You're not using your credit.
Well, I am. I'm trying. I hate it.
What's the limit on your one and only credit card?
$2,500.
Yeah. How much of that have you used?
The most I've put on my card is $1,000.
Well, where is it at right now?
Where is it at?
What's the balance?
Oh. I think like maybe $400.
Just pay it off.
No, I know. It's not due till a couple more weeks here, but
you should do it now.
It's on auto pay.
This program, by the way, statistically it showed that places like Colorado, the tenants in this program were far more likely to make their payments on time. Tenants improved their credit score doing this by over 62 points. That's huge.
Right.
Don't wave a stick at that. 62 points. Evans encouraged any landlords that are interested in participating to contact the city's Office of Financial Empowerment. Also, Angela Rollins, angela.rollins@cityofrochester.gov is the person in charge. You could talk to her about this too if you feel like enrolling. Coming up on the show, how many of you got something you need to desperately get off your chest this morning? Did you get into an argument with your significant other this morning? Feel like sharing how much you despise them live on the air? Now would be a good time to do it. 585-252-9800. Send us your messages for There I Said It. It's coming up next.
98PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
This morning, we're going to pretend there's no FCC.
Let's let it rip, shall we?
585-252-9800. Got something you need to get off your chest this morning? So do we.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right into it. Our friend Lynn is weighing in first for There I Said It. All right, let's go to our girl Lynn. Cards Against Humanity is not funny. There I said it.
It's also not.
Also, don't ever play with your parents.
It's not funny.
I think it's hilarious.
It's the most overplayed dumb game ever.
Why?
Nothing ever makes sense. The person who's, and the thing about it is all these like senses of humor are objective, like, or subjective, I should say. Like, the person never picks your card. It never makes sense. They're always talking about
sometimes,
body parts. And
sometimes it makes sense, and when it does, it's hilarious. But I played this game with both of my parents on Christmas Eve. And then we did it again the year after that. And they always win. They win every hand. But you really get an opportunity to see what a sick sense of humor your parents have. And my dad always says the same thing. I'm just dealing the cards I'm dealt with. But it's always so twisted. I'm like, I probably could have gone the night without knowing that about you. Ashley is weighing in, 585-252-9800. If you have a Brazilian butt lift, then stop making workout videos at the gym. Nothing about you is natural. There I said it.
Absolute tape. this person says...
Sounds catty.
No, fully. But it is so true. I mean, like, we saw with the TikTok ban, all these people, all these fitness influencers, were like, before we all get out of this app, I just need to tell you guys all, I've never done one of those workouts I tell you to do. So I just have a BBL. And liposuction. This person says, stop the fun group dances at weddings. There, I said it. I don't want the Macarena. I don't want the chicken dance. And I don't need the cha-cha slide.
All really good dances.
Yeah, no. I'm good on that. The Macarena.
Breezy's best friend and most toxic man in Rochester is... is here and ready to go. Who would that be, Breeze?
Big Ed.
What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Hope you're well. I asked my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up. I guess the two of us aren't going to work out. Big Ed. Go home to your wife, buddy.
I love that for you. I truly couldn't love that for you more.
You know, mine for today is restaurants in Rochester need to bring back dance floors. There, I said it. And I remember you can go out for a nice meal anywhere. And as soon as 10 p.m. hit, all the tables would move up against the wall. A DJ would come out from the back room. Now, all of a sudden, you're at a TGI Fridays, and now it's a club.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss those days.
Wow. Oh,
they got to bring that back, and they don't do it. Where can anybody?
They tried to do it
aside from
a couple years ago with the bar slash restaurant on the corner of East and Alex that can't stay afloat.
Which one?
You know, used to be the old City Grill. And it was really bad. Like, it couldn't have been worse, if I'm being honest. It only lasted 3 months.
That's not a long time.
No.
I mean, where do people go dancing aside from Vinyl? Where do you go?
Roar.
But that's more like clubby, too, you know?
Yeah. Where else are we going to dance?
I don't know. Isn't there anybody that just
KFC? Like, there's no, like, salsa places.
Yeah, there is. Oh, tapas. Yeah, you go to tapas on St. Paul. It's a little dangerous in that area.
Mine for today is this. I do not understand the whole idea of bookworm culture. There, I said it. What is this Onyx Storm book that everyone's losing their minds over? And how did people find out about it?
I've never heard
of it. Every Instagram story, Onyx Storm, Onyx Storm.
What is it?
I can't wait. I don't know. I'm asking you. You've seen this cover, though. I know you have.
How do you even spell that?
Oh.
Are you saying Onyx Storm?
Yeah.
Onyx Storm.
Onyx Storm. I'm just like, what's going on? Everyone's like, so good, literally couldn't put down. I'm like, what is this?
I've never heard of it in my life.
Everyone's like making all these posts about it. It's like, I can't believe that, you know, Ronaldo and what's your face? And like, what is happening? What is happening? It looks like a Lord of the Rings situation. All I know is that there's... dragons and
Onyx. Yeah, Onyx Star is the. It's a reboot to Game of Thrones. So,
sure, Onyx Storm. Get it right now at Barnes and Noble.
Gotta go hit up your Barneys and Nobel.
I mean, it's like the same thing as the Colleen Hoover books. Like, oh my god, couldn't put down with their hot dogs legs in the background. It's like it's too much. It's simply too much. But that's mine for today.
Jamie says, hey guys, might be a hot take, but big bones does not make you fat. Kathy needs a psych evaluation. There, I said it. Yeah.
We scheduled her lobotomy, so don't you worry.
And then I'll go over to Sarah. What's up, guys? This is Sarah. Good morning. My boyfriend and I are pregnant and having our first child together. His parents hate me, but I hate them too, so it's cool. I think that people who love each other should be allowed to be with who they want, regardless of what others say. There, I said it.
Sure.
That's beautiful. Thanks for texting in, Sarah. Now hurry up. Get ready for school before you miss the bus.